present Kipling in Love, 8 plays based on short stories by Rudyard Kipling, dramatized by Ed Thompson. Alex Jennings plays Tom Gayerson, Moya Leslie, Kitty, and Michael Troughton, Watson, in Venus Anadomini. India, 1886.
Your gig, sir.
Oh, thanks. Load the bags in, please.
You're going for Longleaf, sir?
Yes, a month in Simla. But these aren't all my bags. Captain Reynolds and I are travelling together. In fact, I'd better hurry him along, else we'll miss the train.
Drinking is the soldier's pleasure. Rich the treasure. Sweet the pleasure.
Come on, Teddy, do hurry up.
Patience, man, patience.
I don't know how you can drink that stuff at this hour of the morning.
There's nothing better than G&T, with the emphasis on the G, to launch a man on his month on. God bless this leave and all who sail in her.
Oh, do drink up and let's go.
She'll still be there, you know, whenever and however we arrive. The Venus never changes. Only we who worship at her shrine go the way of all flesh.
I wish you wouldn't call her that.
Venus? But everybody does.
I know, that's why I don't like it. Makes her seem public property, somehow.
Ah, Tom, caught you.
Hello, Lionel.
Better unload the bags, old chap.
What?
Native regiments got themselves into difficulty down the border by Jaipur. Need somebody to head a relief unit.
Impossible. I'm off to Simla for a month.
Well, you were. Dash bad luck.
Nothing is going to come between me and this leave, Lionel. If the Colonel asks, you never saw me, all right?
You don't mean the same Colonel I can see through the window stumping his way in this direction?
Oh, damn. We could get out the back way.
And I might just have to warn the guard to arrest you if you try to leave the post. What do you think, Teddy?
Oh, don't be such an idiot.
Firing squad, isn't it, for desertion? Ah, good morning, Colonel.
What's this? Talk of desertion in the officer's mess?
We were just wishing Gayerson bon voyage, sir.
Ah, yes. A month's leave, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, sir.
We're looking forward to it, aren't we, Tom? A slap-up ball tonight put on by the Venus.
I envy you, you young fellas. Oh, by the way, Tom, I had a letter from your father.
It's really more than I have. How is he, sir?
Oh, chirpy as ever. Seems happy with his civilian lot. But we must soldier on, eh, Lionel?
Yes.
You were to prepare those quartermaster's ledgers for me.
Yes, sir. All laid out for you in the office.
Good, yes.
I'll join you in a minute, if I may.
Indeed.
Goodbye, Colonel.
Goodbye, sir.
Happy hunting.
What was all that about Jaipur, you bugger?
Jaipur? Where's that?
Your face was a picture, Tom.
Nothing is going to come between me and this new...
All right, all right. Teddy, I'll wait outside 5 more minutes.
Oh, dear. My word, he's got it bad.
You know, you shouldn't be too hard on him.
No, he can take it. Ah, Colonel, just on my way.
No rush, Lionel. Sight of all those liquor accounts brings on a fellow's thirst.
There you are, sir.
Thanks. Well, not joining this, Lionel?
No, thank you, sir. Polo practice.
Young Gayerson looks very edgy, Reynolds.
Folly d'amour.
Yes. Catherine Carr.
The Venus.
Really? Well, poor boy. Doesn't he realize she's been giving the runaround to young whippersnappers since... before I was married.
Oh, voice of experience, if I'm not mistaken.
That'd be telling, wouldn't it? No, not my type. Don't like all that capering about in a woman. Hey, we'll see this, though. They don't call her Venus Anno Domini for nothing. Well, here's to her. Long may she caper.
I'll drink to that.
Thank you.
Stubby.
You dance like a fairy queen.
I might say the same about you.
She-devil.
That's better. You're so manly when you're angry.
Angry? I could never be angry with you.
Come on, Tubby Mason, make way. This next waltz is promised to me.
Ah, not so. Madam, your card, if I may. Oh, see. BL. That's me.
That's the two-step you've marked. The next one's a waltz.
Gentlemen, please. No scenes on my account.
Shall I object?
Be careful, Tuppy. Arnold once fought a duel in Vauxhall Gardens.
Did you, Arnold? My.
Oh, it's true. Saw the fellow off, didn't you, Arnold?
Winged him?
Yes.
And several others while you were at it in Vauxhall Gardens, I shouldn't wonder.
We met at dawn.
Of course.
But who wouldn't face a loaded barrel for you, my love?
Tuppy, you're so gallant. Do you have a cigarette?
Oh,
yes. Emily.
My goodness, a veritable phalanx of tobacco. May I? So kind.
Dorothea, how are you?
In need of sustenance. Is there grog on the veranda?
Of course. Let me find you something.
But the next waltz is mine.
Arnold, why don't you give Tuppy a few lessons? Come along, Dorothea.
The next one, then.
The one after. The next one's mine.
Back soon, gentlemen. Oh, rum punch. What a good idea.
You sit down. I'll get them.
Oh, my dear. I feel such a frump. Crow's feet are depressing enough, but perspiration in the crow's feet, well.
Here.
No, thanks. Oh, that's better.
The garden looks so pretty, don't you think? Such lovely lanterns, like a storybook.
I don't know how you do it.
I didn't. Gaia Dean organised it.
No, not the garden decorations. I mean you. You don't just look half the age I know you are. You have girlish enthusiasms, too. I was going to ask for your rum punch recipe, but what I'd really like is the recipe for your elixir.
There is no elixir.
Well, whatever it is you've got, I wish I had some.
Don't. It's a vain wish, believe me.
Oh, come now. Even that touch of melancholy is all part of the effect. Better than a dab of rouge.
I suppose I deserve such cynicism. But honestly, Dorothea, this last little while I've been brought face to face with the past. And it is not wrinkle-free.
Ah, you've heard from Gwen.
Oh, that's true as it happens, but it's not what I meant.
Ahoy! I spy an oasis.
Why? Look down there in the garden. Isn't that the young officer who's meant to be head over heels about you?
I'm going in.
Oh, too late, my dear. They've seen us. If you run away now, he'll think you want him to give chase.
Ah, what a vision of beauty. Or is it a cruel mirage? No, it is a full drink's folly.
Hello, Captain Reynolds.
Oh, my goodness. And look, Tom, the portals are attended by two angels. Good or bad, do you think?
Oh, shut up, Teddy.
Hello, Tom.
Hello.
Well, I'll be the good angel and pour you some punch.
Blessings on you.
Now, I will allow you this drink only on condition you down it in one and sweep me back to the dance floor.
Done. I respect a woman who knows her mind. shall we?
Let's.
You have been avoiding me.
Don't be ridiculous. Why would I do that?
I don't know. I do know that every minute out of your sight
is... Oh, Tom, please don't.
I can't be like the others, swan around you with silly, superficial compliments. I love you.
Come now.
There she is. Dorothea Mountjoy is starting a nasty rumour that you're tired. Yes, you have a dance on her card?
No, I haven't.
Ah, then we have the rightful claim. Come along, my dear. The ballroom is a desert without you.
I'm coming. Just finishing my cigarette. Wait for me inside.
Very well. Don't be too long, my dear.
I'm riding out in the morning before breakfast. Why don't you come? I have a new Whaler mare you might like.
All right.
Good. Tom?
Yes?
Don't make the mistake of judging others by your own lights. We are not all serious and good.
Easy, girl, easy. Good girl. That's it. Good girl.
Sheba is to your liking, sir.
Yes. Easy going and good head.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Trilby's lively today, ma'am, sir.
Excellent. But I need to give her a good run. Go on, Trilby. Go, girl.
Come on, Sheba.
Good girl, Trilby. Good girl. Here, have some sugar.
She goes well.
Yes. Cigarette.
Thanks. Why'd you look at me like that?
Oh, no reason.
Oh, come now. Don't fob me off.
All right. Because I'm interested in you.
Ah.
You've told me hardly anything about yourself. About your people.
Well, my father's a collector in Bengal.
Is he? I imagined him in the army.
He was. Invalided out.
Oh.
Nothing serious. It hasn't slowed him down at all.
And your mother? Tell me about her.
Well, not much to tell, alas. She died when I was 3. Cholera.
That's too bad. What was she like? Was she very beautiful?
Yes, I believe she was. All I remember is gentle hands and lavender scent. You're looking at me that way again.
Am I sorry?
No, don't be. I like it.
You remind me of someone, if you must know.
Oh?
Yes. Something about those big blue eyes.
You do care for me, don't you?
You are a big idiot.
No, I'm not. I understand more than you give me credit for.
Do you now?
You gallop away from me because you want me to chase after you. What's so funny?
Oh, just that Dorothea Mountjoy says something like that. Everybody thinks they know me better than I know myself.
Look, please be serious for a moment.
Why?
Because love is serious.
Oh, don't talk to me about love. You are serious, Tom Garrison. Love is fickle and feckless and capricious. Come along. Let's get on while there's still little of the morning left.
Perhaps you're always running away from yourself.
You're hurting me.
Don't you ever lose control. What are you afraid of?
Let me go. Please, someone's coming. I'll tell you what love is, Tom. Love is a young officer on leave who goes back to the regiment and back to real life.
No.
And eventually back to some pretty young English rose. And then love is trying to forget and never quite succeeding.
I don't want some pretty English rose. I want you.
Thanks.
Oh, I know you're a few years older than I am, but that doesn't matter in the long run. And it's the long run I'm talking about. I want a wife and babies. That's what I want.
Babies? My God.
Hello there!
There you are, my dear.
Oh, look, I'm the most awful thorn tree to cut you this prayer of flowers.
Oh, it's a pedalinia, isn't it?
See? I told you she would know it.
Ah, she knows everything.
For you, a humble offering to the goddess of love.
Oh, God.
Did I say something amusing?
Be quiet, Tom. It's beautiful armor.
Why don't you tell him the goddess has abdicated? The tabernacle is empty. Love does not exist.
Tom, please.
Yes, and I have no idea what you're talking about, but I do not like your tone.
No more than I like the spectacle of mutton dressed as lamb.
Well, I say.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's a pathetic spectacle to see gentlemen of a certain age chasing after a young woman. Why don't you find somebody your own age?
Are you being serious?
Tom, that's enough.
Serious? Too serious, apparently.
I said enough. I will not tolerate such rudeness.
Sir, for my own sake, I don't care about your graceless manners, but you have clearly offended this good lady.
Oh, come now, Arnold.
And I have no choice, therefore, but to request satisfaction.
I say, adieu. Shall I be your second, Arnold?
Tom, I forbid it.
Choose your weapon, sir.
Oh, my God.
What's it to be, Arnold? Sabres? Pistols?
Boxing gloves.
What?
Boxing gloves.
You have an objection?
But
No.
Then we meet at dawn. Behind the polar pavilion. I look forward to teaching you proper respect for your elders, sir. Good day to you, ma'am.
Good day!
What a relief.
It might be a relief to you, but I've never boxed in my life.
Oh, dear.
Good shot, Arnold! Come on, Tom! Keep that right head up!
Oh, I say, go it, Arnold!
Tom, keep your guard up, that Tom!
Oh,
oh.
Dear.
A duel?
Well, a boxing match, really.
Oh, my dear, now you have a champion. How wonderfully romantic and medieval.
It's not wonderful at all. I can't bear to go out, I'm so embarrassed.
But what's to be done? You can't remain in Perda.
Well, as it happens, I can see a way of resolving things once and for all. With your help, Dorothea.
You want me to carry sealed papers and leave them in the bowl of a tree?
No. I want you to go to the station for me on Saturday and meet Gwen.
Gwen? She's here in India.
She's been over here for a week now. She's travelling up by train and arrives on Saturday.
But if she comes here to Simla...
Precisely. The game will be up for the Venus Anno Domini.
Goodness, how can you be so sanguine about it?
Because there comes a time when a person has to grow up.
Oh, go easy, my bub. Still a mite tender.
Coming along nicely, sir. Tomorrow the second eye will open and all will be back to normal.
Yes. So my face looks like a painting of the end of the world.
Hello, hello. Anyone seen Tom Gerson?
Oh, very funny.
I go and drink tea.
There's a telegram for you from HQ. I'm sure about to be safe from yourself and summoned back to base. Best course of action, if you ask me.
I won't go down. I tell you, Teddy, I will not retreat with my tail between my legs.
But if she won't see you...
She will see me.
But I thought you said yesterday...
That was yesterday. I'm to see her on Friday. And she asked to see me.
Well, why don't you open the telegram? You might not be here on Friday.
Oh, I will be, don't you worry. Oh, no.
What is it?
My father's coming up.
To Simla?
Yes. All I need.
Your father coming here?
Yes. He decided against Darjeeling this season and went up to my HQ. He's an old friend of Colonel Humphreys.
Rollo Humphreys?
Yes. You've heard of him?
Yes.
He's an old friend of Pa's. Anyway, Colonel Humphreys pointed Pa in this direction.
I see.
He arrives on Saturday. I'm not altogether pleased. We don't exactly get on.
Poor Tom.
But it's just that he'll be the life and soul, you know. Won't be outdone by the young bloods. He'll outdance and outride them all.
Oh, poor Tom.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because I feel sorry for him.
For him?
For you, I mean, of course. Listen, bring him round, will you?
Do you want to meet him?
Yes. I think it would be only right to do so.
Oh, good. Good.
And I have a new house guest I would like you to meet. Come on Sunday. I'm having a little soiree.
Come along, puppy. Make for the doors.
I'm afraid I can only go forwards, Dorothy.
Nonsense. When I squeeze, we spin. And...
Oh, dear.
Squeeze. Oh. There, see? Nothing to it.
I say, that was rather dashing, wasn't it? Oh, can we do it again?
No, not now I've got you pointing in the right direction. I want to see who's just arrived.
You said you know how to make a man feel wanted, Dorothy.
Oh, look, there's that lovely Captain Reynolds.
Very fetching. Who's the distinguished-looking gent talking to?
Good question. Ready for another spin?
I should say so.
One, two, three. My goodness, how clumsy of me.
Mrs. Mountjoy, I didn't know this was our dance.
Captain Reynolds, what a surprise.
Allow me to introduce Mr. Thomas Gerson.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Mrs. Dorothy Mountjoy.
How do you do? This is Toppy Mason.
Hello. Sorry about the collision. The rudder control's not what it might be.
Mr. Gerson, have we met before?
Don't think so. I'm sure I would remember.
Forgive us, Dorothea. We have someone waiting in the other room. Do you have a dance for me later?
Oh, of course.
And one for me, I hope, Mrs. Mountjoy.
I'm delighted.
Watch yourself, my dear. His eyes were all over you.
And such eyes. Now, where have I seen him before? Of course. Gwen.
How about another 1, 2, 3
We're to wait for Tom here, sir.
Well, why all the mystery? Why has he refused to see me until now?
Hello, Pa.
Riff, what happened to you, my boy?
I'll go and let them know you've arrived.
I was in a boxing match.
Were you indeed?
I gather there's a woman involved.
Who is she?
Well, whoever she is, you're too young yet to be getting serious.
Pa, I am 22 and I know my own mind.
Nonsense. If my father had taken a firm hand with me at your age, I would have been saved a lot of regret.
In the way of troublesome offspring, you mean?
Don't be impertinent. Though it would be a matter of some regret to me to have brought a young fool into the world. Take my advice. Cut your leave short and go back down to your duties. You have your whole life ahead of you.
When I want your advice, I shall ask for it.
No, you impudent pup.
I hope we're not interrupting your tete-a-tete. Come along, then.
Why, Joe. Kitty.
Hello, Tom.
I had no idea.
Well, you've been in Bengal, where nobody knows anything except the rate of exchange.
Touché. And this must be the young lady Tom was just telling me about.
This is Gwendolyn Carr. Gwen, this is Thomas Gerson. How do you do, sir?
Charmed.
I don't think you could have been discussing Gwen, as Tom has never met my daughter. Have you, Tom?
Your what?
My daughter. Gwen, this is the younger Tom Gerson. How do you do?
How do you do?
Is my coiffure in disarray, Mr. Gerson?
What? No. No.
It's just that
you... I'm staring at you, I know. Forgive me. For a moment...
Yes?
Nothing. No, for a moment, I was reminded of someone else. Forgive me. It's of no consequence.
Gwen's been out for a year at home already, and I want her to see a little of India. She is a very sensible, nice girl.
Mama.
And do you know that your son is one of my most devoted admirers, Tom?
I don't wonder. He follows his father's footsteps. Didn't I worship the ground you trod on ever so long ago?
And less than a year later, you married someone else.
How strange it all seems. And look at you. You haven't changed a bit since then.
Oh, I have, Tom. Indeed, I think we're all older and wiser. Are you feeling unwell, Mr. Gayston?
What?
Your hand is trembling.
Oh, yes. No. I mean, I'm fine. Fine.
I think it's time we all sat down and had some good, strong tea. More tea, Mr. Gayston?
Yes, please.
So, Tom, that's settled. At 5 tomorrow. And mind you're punctual.
At 5, punctually. You can lend your father a horse, I dare say, youngster. Can't you?
What's that?
A horse. I'm going for a ride tomorrow afternoon.
Certainly. I shall leave my ponies at your disposal, sir. I'm going back down to the regiment tomorrow.
Are you indeed?
Yes. The holiday is over.
Tomorrow?
That's what I said. Now, ladies, if you'll excuse me, I think perhaps I am feeling a little unwell.
No, please don't bother to get up.
Tom. Poor Tom. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
In Venus Anno Domini by Rudyard Kipling, Alex Jennings played Tom Gayerson, Moya Leslie, Kitty, and Michael Troughton, Watson. Barry J. Gordon played Colonel Humphreys, Lyndon Gregory, Teddy Reynolds, Francis Jeter, Dorothea Mountjoy, Graham Seed, Tuppy Mason, Richard Tate, Arnold Davison, Timothy Carlton, Gayerson Sr., Rachel Atkins, Gwen, and John Evitts, Ben Lindsay. Original music was composed and played by Trevor Allen Davis. Venus Anno Domini was dramatized by Ed Thomason and directed by Adrian Bean.